Hi there. Thank you for holding, Luke. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Of course, Tara wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, how it works, what's included, answer any questions that you have. And then also, because it is a young company, she did want me to apply that new in-business rate, make it even more affordable for you. Happy Tuesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Not too bad. Thank you for asking.
Sure, of course. I've got your file here in front of me. In fact, I'm looking at your website right now, and you are familiar with that local map, right? That PAC result that pops up on the first page of Google and Bing when someone is doing a keyword search? Well, I mean, it's where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't know who to call. We just hop on our smartphone, or maybe we jump on our computer. We type in the keyword for the service that we need. 9 times out of 10, we call and hire someone off of what we see on that first page. So you've already got that website. Our job would be to make it easier for people who don't already know the name of your company to find the website, to pick up the phone and call you. It's a great conversion tool, but it only works when people see it. And since most people rarely, if ever, go past the first page when they're doing that search, especially being that it's a young company, that's the power of this listing, getting you on that first page where people can find you and call you directly. So it's not a lead-based service. You're not paying for leads. You're not chasing down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down, or dealing with a potential customer that's expecting several bids and phone calls. You will go get calls directly to you from someone who saw your website first, from someone who actually chose you instead of your competitors. By the time they start dialing your number, they're already hoping that you answer the phone because they want to hire you. It's a very high conversion rate for the calls that you get. No matter how many calls you get, no matter how many jobs you do, it is a flat rate. It is offered on a month-to-month basis. Sarah says you're willing to travel maybe 45 minutes or an hour for the right job. This is going to cover your entire service area, and any keyword or search phrase associated with the carpet or upholstery clean that you want to provide. You're not going to be limited by how someone searches for you, and you're not going to be limited by your service area. As long as it's somewhere you want to go and a service you provide, you'll be found and get those phone calls. It's not just for Google. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook. There's an entire social media campaign, Facebook paid ads, okay? Apple Maps, too. So any device that accesses the Internet, you've already got that website, so you don't have to build one for you. That's going to help you out, too. And then, of course, being that it's a young company, now the new in-business rate is actually, Luke, the lowest rate we offer to the public. It is a month-to-month service, so we want to make it affordable for you. And we know that although it is month-to-month and there's no contract, our clients do keep the service long-term because it's profitable to be on that first page. The new in-business rate is a reduced rate, but it is not an introductory rate. So it's not going to balloon up on you later on. It's kind of more of like an assistance program. It just makes it affordable for younger companies. No matter how long you keep the service, it's going to be a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. No taxes, fees, surcharges, no lead fees. You're not paying per click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. It is the same flat rate. Reduced pricing for being a young company actually saves you 50%, saves you $300 a month. It brings your rate down from what would have otherwise normally been $599 a month to a fixed flat rate of exactly $299. Like I said, that $299 is the exact amount. The Facebook ads are included. And again, the calls come directly to you, so you're not paying like a lead fee on top of that. One of the things that Tara attached here was an Angie Leads profile. Of course, that's a lead service. You pay for every lead. Is that something you're using currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
Yeah, that's. I guess they kind of like find the leads and then direct them to me.
How do you like it? I mean, are those leads converting? Are they turning into jobs?
So far, so I just signed up last weekend. And,
gotcha.
Today would have been my second. Yeah. And
okay.
I've completed two of them, but two out of four leads so far.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be kind of hit or miss, but two out of four, that's a pretty good percentage, really, from what I'm hearing from most business owners. Yeah, I mean, if you're getting the same lead that three or four of your competitors are getting, I mean, basic math is you'll get maybe one out of four, right? But you're getting one out of two. Mm-hmm. So you're doing much better. I hope it continues to convert for you like that. And it doesn't conflict at all with being listed on the first page of Google. A lot of my clients though, and maybe even most business owners, prefer to get calls directly to them instead of chase down the same lead that their competitors are chasing down. So a lot of my clients, right, even the ones that, like you, have some success with their lead service, a lot of my clients are happy to keep their leads paused more often. Some of them cap their leads at a lower amount. A lot of my clients actually just shut their lead service off altogether and just let their phone ring. More people use Google than Angie's, obviously. More people use Google than Angie's, Thumbtack, CraftJack, Networks, any of those lead-based services. Most people, when they don't know who to call, they Google it. Google it, right? It's what we say and it's what we do. It's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. And every new customer that finds you on Google or Bing, they can use your services again down the road or start recommending you to their friends and family. So it's really going to help you to keep those calls coming in and keep your business moving forward, maybe even growing. Like I said, it does not conflict at all with the Angies. The two of them can work pretty well together. You'll get with our service a detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll know exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the search phrases and keywords you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on the first page for each of those searches. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
No, not really. It all kind of sounds good so far.
Yeah, so it is a position that we're actively filling, and I think it just became available about a half an hour ago or so. So it's our job to call through the area until we find the one company that we can work with. Again, we're not going to work with your competitors. Strict Google guidelines dictate that it's one business at a time, of course, per area and industry. Now, you will not be the only company that pops up on the first page of Google. There's actually 8 Google channel partners worldwide, but you'll be the only one working with us. And of course, you know, what that means is the people that call you, they've had other choices. They might have even have looked at another website. Not everyone will call you, but that's a good thing. You're not getting a bunch of random phone calls from people looking to get a bunch of estimates. You're not getting calls from people who are looking, you know, for the cheapest guy, but you'll get calls from people that saw that website first. So like I said, it's going to be a high conversion rate. When we get your phone ringing, it looks like the number that we're speaking on, this is a good number for your customers to call, right? This is the business number. It's the same one on the website.
Yeah, correct.
Is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yep.
Is it a smartphone?
Yeah, it's my cell phone.
It's not a landline, right? It's a smartphone. You can receive text messages.
No, it's an iPhone. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Perfect. Yeah, most of the time, like I said, you just get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. When we contact you, though, we do use phone, text, and email. Emails are usually just for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records. A lot of the time, though, we'll just call you or send you a quick text message. Luke, did you have a preference, though, as to how we reach you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Probably text.
Text? Okay.
In case I don't get the call or,
I'll put text preferred. And if I was going to guess, I would have guessed text because that's the most common response by far from service-based businesses. And that's my other question too. You are service-based, meaning that you always go out to the customer. There's no physical address. There's not like a brick and mortar showroom or a physical location that we would be promoting for your business, right?
Yeah, no.
Perfect. And Google expects it to be that way. I mean, obviously, you're going out to the customer. They don't expect you to have a showroom. And Google actually doesn't want to list any physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door. Angie's, though, does have 286 Tony Lane. I mean, is that your residence?
Yeah.
It is. Okay.
But they just have that down.
And like I said, Google won't want to put your home address on there. They wouldn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door, especially since most of the time you're going to be out in the field. So you'll just be listed city and state, not even that 54303 zip code, just Green Bay, Wisconsin. And of course, we can target anywhere in your service area. We don't just draw a big circle around you. You know, we're going to target specific cities, big and small zip codes, even neighborhoods where you most want to go. And if there's places even right near you that you know you don't want to go to, we won't list you there. We won't run your ads there. So you'll be getting ads from the places and people you want to speak with and provide services for. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me, the other thing that I wanted to do here, partly because you're a brand new company, partly because you've already got a website that we don't have to build out for you, but also because I know that you're still paying for leads, I want to make this affordable for you. There's usually a setup fee that attaches to the first month. I'm just going to go ahead and waive the entire setup fee, so it would just be the $299 as the out-the-door cost. Of course, that's the month-to-month amount. It's going to stay reduced, like I said. It's not ever going to go up, not even by a penny. No matter how long you keep the service, you're going to be kind of grandfathered in at the new in business rate. Even if we end up raising our rates down the road, you'll still be looking at that flat rate of $299 as a month-to-month service. Of course, month-to-month means you can stop at any time, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause the service whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if necessary, you could, in fact, pause the service seasonally. Since it is a position that we're actively filling, you want to give it a shot on a month-to-month basis? Get that website in front of more eyes?
Yeah, I think I like what I'm hearing. And then as far as am I able to just cancel at any time?
Yeah, correct.
Like,
yeah, like I said,
I'd have to pay for the month.
It's month to month. In fact, one of the things that I'll be doing, there's a couple of things. One of the things that I'll be doing is to take a look at what we call the client interview calendar. That's to schedule a follow-up call with our technician. That will be at some point tomorrow when you've got more time. We're going to want to kind of verify information off of your website, any mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business, if you want to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. So we'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call tomorrow. What I'll do now, it's required of us because we're Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer, and it attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, so you can stop at any time. And I'll read it again, but to prevent the charge to the next month, we just ask that you kind of get in the habit of thinking this is my billing date. You want to call 3 days before in case it's over the weekend. We're closed over the weekend. But like I said, the voice verification is recorded. You can stop me, though, at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually pretty straightforward, though, and I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment. But if everything makes sense at the end, we'll move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, give me just 1 second then. Oh, and then, Luke, Tara never did get your last name.
Oh, it's Manty, spelled M-A-N-T-Y.
M-A-N-T-Y? And then
yep.
What's a good email address for you? Is it the carpetclarity@gmail.com?
Yeah, you can go ahead and use that one.
Okay, perfect. So let me get that voice verification set up here. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Manchi, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, Luke, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?"
All right. Carpet Clarity.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then, Luke, please state your name and your official title within the business.
All right. Luke Manty, Carpet Technician.
Okay. And then as the Carpet Technician for Carpet Clarity, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yep. I'm owner.
Okay. You're the owner. Of course, as the owner, then you make all the decisions for the company. And then for the billing information, Luke, that you will be using for our services, Mr. Manchi, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yep.
Okay. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is, of course, our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. For that reason, we specifically do request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Luke, of course, you would agree to that, right?
I accept.
Perfect. Yeah. It's always a concern for me when I'm trying to call my client and I'm calling the business number and it goes to voicemail or worse still, mailbox full or not even set
can't
up.
Get a hold.
Yeah. I mean, if I was a potential customer trying to hire somebody and I call and it goes to mailbox not set up and I can't even leave a message, I'm probably not going to try to call back. I'm probably just going to call someone else. So we don't want you to lose those opportunities.
That's the next one. Yeah.
Yeah. As long as you answer the phone though, you're going to do well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Luke, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it's month to month. We are already aware of Angie Leads, and again, there's no conflict there. The reason we do ask, though, all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your company, of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone else who you think might also create content for your business online, Luke, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is always accurate. Mr. Manchi, that's fair enough, right?
Fair.
Perfect. We're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Like I said, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online since customers don't come to you. We'll do that audit in the beginning. We do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is always accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, waiving the setup fee, reducing the cost of the service, with it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'm actually going to waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 23rd of January, in the very reduced total amount of just $299.00. And again, Luke, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it'll never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 23rd of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299. And again, Luke, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, this is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract. So that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause the service, whether you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if necessary, the service can be paused seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. And again, all that we do request to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Luke, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep, I agree to everything you said.
Okay. And that actually does conclude the voice verification. And then that initial payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
It's going to be on a Visa.
And on that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
It is my name.
Is it Luke or Lucas on the card?
Luke Manti on the card.
Luke Manti. Luke Manti and no middle initial. All right, and then you said that was a Visa card. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay. All right. It's going to be 4470. Mm-hmm. 6900.
Yes, sir.
1767.
Okay. Ooh, wait a minute.
2800.
My system wasn't saving anything. I just noticed that it didn't save what I was typing in. I apologize for that. If you can start over again.
All right. 4470.
Mm-hmm.
6900.
Okay.
1767.
And the last part?
2800.
2800. So now that we've got that in our system, everything gets secured and encrypted, and the 2800 will be all that remains after I hit submit. What is the expiration month and year?
It's going to be 0926.
09 of 26, and then the last three digits on the back of the card?
054.
054. I've got 054054 and then 09 or September of 2026 for the expiration date. And then, Luke, the card itself was at 4470-1670-1767-2800.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And does that bill at the 286 Tony Lane, 54303?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay. All right, perfect. So in about a minute or so here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Let me get my phone note. All right,
when you're ready.
Ready for that.
Okay, perfect. So that toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. Of course, you can email 24/7 on the email will be responded to either that day if it's within business hours or the following day if it's after hours. Monday through Friday, though, you can reach a live agent. That's going to be 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. You'll get all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email through our automated system. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately, and there's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything, Luke, that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Now, you'll also receive that link by direct text message. When you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. Again, we do ask for a one-hour window, but the call only takes about 25 or 30 minutes, and you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour, first available. We're booked out for the rest of the day, but first available tomorrow would be 9 a.m. Last available is 6 p.m. Looks like the only exception would be 2 o'clock. There's at least one spot available every hour. Other than that, did you want something in the morning, early, late afternoon?
Yeah, I could do the I could do tomorrow at 9 a.m.
At 9? Okay. It's going to be scheduled from 9 until 10. Probably gets you just a couple of minutes after 9. I get you off the phone right about a half an hour after that. It's a one-hour window, though, in case you've got extra questions.
Okay.
At 8 o'clock, you're going to receive a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled an hour later. And then I'm also going to send you in a minute here just a calendar invite. The calendar invite to your email is just for your records. You don't have to respond to it. Many people do, though, and there's no problem if you do. It's just going to say local splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. I did want to add a little bit of extra security on your account here, and this is anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with Carpet Clarity, even if it's you, Luke, and we recognize your voice, will probably still ask for the answer to the security question. Even more important, anyone who calls you moving forward, if they tell you that they are with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't give you that information within 30 seconds or a minute, let them go. If they're asking you for more money, just let them go. Because, like I said, the voice verification is clear. It bills once a month on the 23rd for that exact amount, never a penny more. But your options for the security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
I would do first pet's name.
First pet's name? Okay. And then what is the answer?
The answer is going to be Frenchie.
Frenchie?
And, yeah.
All right. F-R-E-N-C-H-Y?
It's F-R-E-N-C-H-I-E.
Oh, I-E. Okay. Back in there. Fix that. I have to type it in twice, and they have to match. Okay. So I've got that all set and squared away. And then did you happen to receive either the text message or our automated email that the system should have sent out to you by now?
Yeah, I accepted it. I signed.
Oh, you did. Okay. Let me just make sure that I refresh in my system then.
So and you then did it just brought me to a login.
Yeah, perfect. You'll also get in about a minute confirmation email, just as welcome to Local Splash, et cetera. That's the one that's going to have the client support. I think most of them have, like, the support information on there somewhere. Like, at the footer of the email, you'll see the email address. You'll see our hours of operation and things like that. As far as the login page, just disregard that for now. It's coming through our automated system, and the same dashboard portal that you're going to be using very soon to access your tracking system. The system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. We do have to do the client interview first for there to be something to track, but once your tracking system is active, you'll get by text and email both your username and a default password. You can change the password if you like. Some people never do, and it's totally fine either way. Looks like I can actually give you the username because that has already been created. It also cannot be changed, but it's easy to remember. It's just the number that we're speaking on. The area code, Luke, is included, but just numbers, no dashes, spaces, parentheses, nothing like that. So your username is simply 920-621-2661. In any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email, please do include either your username or that default password. They're basically the same thing. You can send anything and everything to the support email. That's kind of the catch-all for everything related to your account. It'll just get forwarded out to the right department. The system is catching up. It has already sent out the welcome email, and it looks like the one that is being sent now is the one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Let me just touch on that real quick. Very recently, it's been about 4 months now, Google's made the process of getting PIN verified just a little bit more comprehensive. Of course, they want to make sure that the businesses that pop up on the first page are, in fact, legitimate, actual businesses in the local area that, when called, would be able to provide that service. So once you see it, it looks like maybe I'll refresh and see if it's actually been sent because it just says in process right now. But once you get that email, yeah, it's still processing. There's going to be a link that you can actually use. It doesn't have to be everything on that, but if you can send us photos of your service vehicle, any photos of tools or equipment, as far as the workplace, obviously there really isn't one. If you want to just send us, usually they ask for, like, you know, where you park the vehicle when you're not using it, or even just a close-up of the tools inside it. Is the business itself licensed and or insured?
No, not right now.
That's okay. That's okay. It's not something that is necessary. Like I said, it doesn't have to be a comprehensive list, but anything on there that you can send out, even if it's just a photo of your business card and things like that, looks like the system has caught up and sent that email out to you. There is a link that you can use to send those photos. Other than that, you're all set and squared away. Let me ask you real quick, kind of give my technician a bit of a head start. Are you like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? When did you want to be found online?
Pretty much, yeah, Monday, 7 days a week, Monday through Sunday.
7 days a week. 7 days a week, like 7 to 7, 8 to 5?
I have it at, 6 a.m. to, I'll go 6 a.m. to 10 p.m.
6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Okay, perfect. Are you, taking cash, check, credit card, anything like Venmo, PayPal, Cash Apps?
Yeah, I, cash, card, check, and, yeah, just those three.
Okay, so cash, check, and card for now. All right, perfect. So it looks like you're all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, actually, if I am in between phone calls in that 9 o'clock hour when our technician's ready to call you, I'll be on the beginning part of that call. If not, they're just going to call you on their own. I actually hope that I am between phone calls. It was a pleasure speaking with you, especially towards the end of a long day. Real nice speaking with someone who's been respectful of my time, and I hope I have been respectful of yours as well. I want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. Get that website out there, get your phone ringing a bit more, and, of course, earn your business just 1 month at a time.
Yeah, well, I sure do appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Certainly, it's going to help.
I'm pretty sure you're going to love it, and again, we're happy to be a big part of your success. Real pleasure speaking with you again, Luke. You take care. You have a great rest of the day. Thanks again.
Yeah. Ooh, I did have one thing.
Sure, of course.
Thinking about it now. Could I add Venmo? Is another acceptable.
Oh, you do Venmo. Payment. Yeah. Let me put Venmo on there, too.
Yeah.
I had it up on my screen, and I didn't enter it in the system yet, so it's
a lot of people like
add.
That, yeah.
Yeah, people like Venmo. Perfect. So I got that on there as well. All right, sounds good. We'll call you tomorrow right at or a couple minutes after 9 o'clock.
All right, sweet. Look forward to hearing from you.
Sounds good, Luke. You take care. You have a great rest of the night. Thanks again.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.